Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. President Trump says he has deemed churches and other houses of worship essential and is calling on governors to allow them to reopen this weekend despite the threat of the coronavirus. Trump says, "Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogues, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services." Trump made the announcement during a hastily arranged press conference today at the White House, where he did not take questions. Trump says if governors don't abide by his request, he will override them, though it's unclear what authority he has to do so. Governor Ron DeSantis is lifting all restrictions on youth activities in Florida and opening the door for summer and sports camps. DeSantis made the announcement at a basketball gym in Jacksonville today.
So I think that a lot of parents are going to be interested in being able to have their kids be involved in activities, but at the same time, this is a parent's decision. No parent is required to have their kid. If you don't feel comfortable doing it, then don't do it, and that's fine. And I think that the parents are in the best places to make those decisions.
DeSantis says local governments will be free to create extra restrictions and guidelines for summer sports and summer camps. Asked about the mysterious COVID-19-linked illness that has hospitalized children, DeSantis said parents should consider the risks when bringing kids back to camps, but the illness, called MISC, is extremely rare. DeSantis also pointed out that no one in Florida under the age of 25 has died of the virus. As of this morning, there have been more than 49,000 coronavirus cases diagnosed in Florida, with around 2,190 deaths. It's Memorial Day weekend, and typically Floridians pack the beaches. But this year, if you venture out, you'll have to observe strict social distancing rules. You'll see reminder signs and sheriff's deputies. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri says people can visit the beach, but his deputies will enforce a county social distancing order.
A lot of people will be out there, but they can't just come and do what they usually do, which is just come and everybody crams in and the beaches are pretty packed. We can't allow that to happen because the order says that they have to be limited and they have to be spaced out. So I envision we're going to end up having to close down some sections of the beach as we have over the last couple weekends. But we got the personnel there to do it. Our goal is to help people have a good time and redirect them to open area where we can. We put up a dashboard that people can go to see what's open and what's closed. So if they're sitting at home and they're thinking about going to the beach, they can go to our website at the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office. They can click onto the dashboard, and for each beach and each access point, it'll have green, red, or yellow, and that'll tell you whether it's open or not. Since we've had it up over the last couple weekends, we've had over 200,000 hits on that page. So people are using it, which is fantastic, and we want to, again, help people get to the beach, but get to those places where there are openings.
That's Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri. The Sheriff's Department has created an online dashboard for beachgoers to monitor crowds before heading to the water. You can find a link on the Coronavirus in Florida section of our website, WMNF.org. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he should not have been so cavalier in comments earlier today, in which he suggested African Americans who back President Trump, these were Biden's words, ain't black. Biden addressed the controversy during a conference call with the U.S. Black Chamber of Commerce this afternoon after his earlier remarks during an interview with a prominent black radio host stirred an uproar over whether he was being condescending. Trump's campaign denounced Biden's initial comments, contending that a 77-year-old white man was trying to tell black Americans how to vote. Florida's unemployment rate reached a record high in April of almost 13%. It has tripled in 1 month as the economic slowdown from the coronavirus pandemic took hold. Data released today shows Florida's unemployment rate skyrocketed to 12.9% in April from 4.3% in March. About 1.3 million Floridians had lost their jobs out of a workforce of 10 million when this survey was conducted in mid-April. The number has continued to climb into May. Well, here's the weather for the Tampa Bay area on the Memorial Day weekend. Tonight, early on, there will be thunderstorms, some locally heavy. Overnight lows will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, expect scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the mid-90s. Similar weather for Sunday and Monday. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app. Have a great holiday weekend. Stay home and stay safe.